Dear old work platform, it's not you, it's us. Actually, it is you. Endless onboarding? Constant IT bottlenecks? We've had enough. We need a platform that just gets us. And to be honest, we've met someone new. They're called Monday.com, and it was love at first onboarding. Their beautiful dashboards, their customizable workflows got us floating on a digital cloud nine. So no hard feelings, but we're moving on. Monday.com. The first work platform you'll love to use.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
TED Talks Daily is sponsored by Capital One. In my house, we subscribe to everything. Music, TV, even dog food. And it rocks. Until you have to manage it all, which is where Capital One comes in. Capital One credit card holders can easily track, block, or cancel recurring charges right from the Capital One mobile app at no additional cost. With one sign-in, you can manage all your subscriptions all in one place. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/subscriptions. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. These days, we are all getting photographed so much more than a generation ago. But if you're anything like me, it can feel uneasy to be in front of a camera. What are we supposed to do with our hands? What's my best side? Do I have a best side? In his 2024 talk, TikTok's King of Poses, David Suh, has a message for all of us to feel more confident and comfortable in photos. And this advice works even if we're not going to be in front of the camera. After the break.
It is so great being up on here. I also want to make sure I commemorate and take a quick TED selfie. Hold on. Sorry. Don't mind me. What was my best selfie angle again? Anyone else have that question? A few, okay. Well, it's a question I get asked all the time as a posing coach. And it's so silly because it's really simple. There's chin up and chin down. Matter of fact, can we try this from our seats real quick? Everyone just do a simple chin up. Let me take a look, all right. Okay, let me try to figure this out for everyone here. And a chin down, yeah, great, okay. How does everyone look good in both angles? But before I go on to solve the world's mystery of selfies for you today, let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? Because I have a feeling that not everyone here is so deeply invested in taking the cutest selfie every day. But that's okay, that's okay. This is still gonna be good. Because I'll take a bet in saying that every single one of you here deserves a powerful headshot that not only reflects your identity, but your ambition and success. For the past decade, I've been photographing over thousands of people. Few you may recognize, celebrities, CEOs, but mainly people, people like you and me who have a simple human desire to be seen and heard. And there's something this external validation-seeking culture of selfies that I learned that this culture hasn't taught me. And it's that posing for a photo doesn't have to be this terrifying experience that subjects you to beauty standards. In fact, posing should be natural because it's something that you've been speaking. It's a language you've been speaking your entire life, body language. And I'm here to show you that our body is so interconnected with our hearts and our identity. Perhaps on the chin up, you felt a sense of confidence. Maybe on the chin down, you felt like I was flirting with you from the stage. I told you everyone looks so good here. But how does something so mechanical start to express emotions? It's not voodoo magic, because this is something that we can all do, matter of fact. Let's try this all together one more time, okay? Everyone, this time, just relax your shoulders with me, yeah? As I take a deep breath through your nose and out through the mouth. Beautiful. Chin up very slowly with me, feeling powerful. Back down to neutral. Chin down just a touch. Head toe to the side. Nose around slightly. And just the eyes down towards the ground beneath you. And just the eyes again, slowly bringing up back to me. If you felt something in here, in your body, my friends, you felt a fraction of the power of posing. Just using your chin up. Imagine what you can do when you use your entire body. By the end of this talk, I want to show you that you can become whoever you want to become through a single pose. But how did David get here, where he can orchestrate a whole room full of beautiful people to just flirt with him in a matter of seconds? It started in high school, not the flirting. It was a passion, it was a simple passion of taking a photo for someone else that they would love. And it's an honorable passion, but there was a big problem, posing. David, what do I do with my hands? Don't look at me, I'm just a shy Korean kid hiding behind his camera. But because they didn't know how to pose, they felt awkward, therefore, they looked awkward, and then they saw the awkward photo where they said, oh, once again, I look awkward, further validating their limiting beliefs. But it's okay, because high school David had a solution. He went to Google and typed in top three poses for a woman. Easy peasy, right? Nope. Because David learned that everyone has different body types. I mean, how can he, that makes sense. But what if David learns the top three poses for every conceivable body types out there in the universe? Surely he would be set up for success, right? Nope. Because even if two people have the same body types, how they perceive themselves and how they want to be seen can be drastically different. This is a problem with today's definition of posing. It boxes you in based on your physical traits and your labels. Ah, you are a woman. This is how you need to present your body. Yeah, let's not get canceled on the TED stage my first time here. There's a client that taught me this lesson really well. She was an ex-dominatrix, now author. I know, really cool. So she was getting her hair and makeup done. I went over, I said, Miss Client, how would you like to be photographed today? She looked dead straight at me and said, David, I want to be a bisexual assassin. Yeah, let's do that. And as I slowly walked out of the makeup room, immense panic just, what does that even mean? David went to his laptop and typed top three poses for bisexual assassins, immediately regretted it. Eventually, I had no other options. I had to trust my process. So David guided her limb by limb, intentionally to feel within her body. And I nervously presented a photo to her, and she said, David, this is me. I learned that day that it wasn't my job to teach her how to be a bisexual assassin. All I had to do was give her space to be who she already was, the baddest bisexual assassin in the world. It's not about contorting your body to fit someone else's idea of you. It also doesn't matter if you see a version of what you believe is bisexual assassin here or not, because Krista connected with herself. That is what posing is. It's a declaration of self, telling the world that you belong, that you are deserving of self-exploration, self-acceptance, and self-expression, a playful promise to tell yourself that I will see myself as a work of art, a one of one. This is how posing should feel. It should feel grounding. It should feel empowering. And this is how the shy Korean kid that you saw earlier on came to be him today, me on stage. Thank you. I mean, don't get me wrong, both Davids are beautiful, but this David saw posing as a tool to look good, to almost pretend. Me now, I see posing as a way to embody who I've become and who I'm destined to become. So the next time you are in front of the camera, whether it's for a selfie or a headshot, please remember that you deserve to take up space. Shift your balance to comfort your body. And remember David asking you, how are you and your future self showing up for you today in your body? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That was David Suh speaking at TED Next 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
At Schwab, how you invest is your choice, not theirs. That's why when it comes to managing your wealth, Schwab gives you more choices. You can invest and trade on your own. Plus, get advice and more comprehensive wealth solutions to help meet your unique needs. With award-winning service, low costs, and transparent advice, you can manage your wealth your way at Schwab. Visit schwab.com to learn more.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.